This is Earth and Sky. Every breath you take pulls oxygen into your lungs.
Like a sponge, the hemoglobin in your blood absorbs this oxygen and distributes it throughout your body to be used in the vital activities of moving and thinking. At high altitudes, the air is thinner. If you live near sea level and climb to a high altitude, the lack of oxygen in your blood will cause you to think less clearly and feel more sluggish.
Cynthia Bell is an anthropologist at Case Western Reserve University. She wants to know how people whose ancestors have lived at high altitudes for thousands of years, for example, Tibetans, evolved to function with less oxygen. If you stay at a high altitude for many days, your body will produce more hemoglobin, and eventually you'll feel better. But when Bell measured Tibetan blood, she found something else.
We found that people could live at quite high altitudes without an increase in hemoglobin concentration over the sea level average. And at first, of course, this was a real surprise.
Instead of producing more hemoglobin, Tibetans at high altitude seem to pump blood through their body more quickly with the help of a chemical called nitric oxide that widens the blood vessels. Now Bell is hunting for the genes passed down through generations of mountain people that enable this adaptation to occur.
Our thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.